I was at my aunt's house. I was staying the night and I felt so comfortable being at my aunt's, but she mentioned his name again. And I was like, well, what about him? And she's like, I haven't seen him today. He said he was going to your house. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm not at my house. And
oh, she's I hate like, this.
And she said, he says that he likes it better at your house because your bedroom's clean.
Hello, theologisters, sisters, and misters.
Welcome to the coven.
So, quick recap. Last month, we decided that we were going to start recording in like chronological order your childhood paranormal encounters and just like get like a good timeline of it. So like every month for the first week, we're going to be uploading these episodes. So last time we talked about your very first prophetic dream, as well as your encounter with the fairies when you were, what was it, five?
Yeah, about five-ish.
So yeah, I guess time for what's next?
Well, putting together a timeline for your childhood memories and the supernatural things is a bit difficult. I'm not going to lie and say that it's incredibly easy for me to pull up all these memories. However, there are some intense ones that always stick out to me, such as my first encounters with shadow people.
So I know that we had an episode about shadow people and we touched on it before, but I don't think you went in so much as, I guess, like your specific encounters or, you know, obviously your very first encounter and what that was like. So yeah, let's get into it. So what was your first encounter with shadow people?
My first encounter with shadow people, I'd say I was around, had I met you yet?
Maybe.
I don't know
we met in like 2010.
Yeah, it might actually even be 2009.
So like right before that we started talking.
Yeah, I think it was 2009.
Mm-hmm.
So I was...
13?
14.
Okay.
I was about 14 years old when I saw my first shadow person.
So what was that like?
Well, I had a kind of rocky relationship with talking to my parents about things, especially the supernatural, because I didn't know how they would react, if they would send me to some sort of therapist, think I was insane, send me to, you know, a crazy person place. I didn't know.
Right.
So I was like, I'm not going to tell anybody about the shadow people. No, I'm absolutely fucking terrified.
So you kept it to yourself?
I immediately kept it to myself, did not tell anyone. I'm actually pretty sure my father still does not know about the shadow people.
If he listens to the podcast, he does now.
My father doesn't listen, but my mother does. Thank you, Mum, for all of the support.
Thank you, Arthur's mom, for all of the support.
And helping me answer questions that I'm not quite certain on. I'm not a perfect witch.
So, okay. So your first encounter, was that like during nighttime, you were alone?
It was actually during the day.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, you would think it would be I'm all alone in the darkness, but no.
That is how I envisioned it, yeah.
It was the middle of the day and I just got home from school. I threw my extremely heavy backpack onto the ground, shut my door, and out of the corner of my eye, I saw a shadow person right behind my door.
So what did that look like?
It looked, the first experience of it, they didn't even look like a human.
Mm-hmm.
They just had the feeling of it and they looked like, you know when you burn out a candle and you see the smoke rising?
Yeah.
They looked like that, but kind of duplicated a couple times into a solid black form like that. So a gaseous kind of like kind of thing.
Interesting. So like this amorphous moving blob?
Yeah. And so that's what I first saw. So I kind of jumped away from it and was like,
obviously.
What the hell?
And then it was real quick. Oh, so it just vanished?
It just vanished. It didn't want to be seen.
Interesting. Okay. So first question is, when you refer to a shadow person, was this like a shadow that you saw projected onto the wall, or was this like a 3D figure?
They are 3D figures.
So your first reaction was obviously like, oh shit.
My first reaction was, oh shit, who's in my room? Not even what, because my brain didn't think, oh, it's something supernatural. My brain thought, who the hell broke into the house, got into my room, and is terrifying me? Followed by, that's not a normal human. That's a weird gaseous thing. What is that?
So how long did you stare at it before it just disappeared?
Around 1 to 1.5 seconds. They don't like to be seen.
So I know that when we talked about shadow people in a previous episode, you mentioned that they feed off of fear. So mm-hmm. does that seem like a little counterintuitive that they would want to stick around because that would make you more scared and more uncomfortable?
If you stare at them for long periods of time, you would get used to them and you would get used to their existence. Therefore, they do not stick around to be stared at and ogled.
Interesting. Okay. So, and that was the very first time that you saw it.
Yes. And that wasn't even a shadow person. That was a shadow of some form that was apparently sentient and scared me to death.
Yeah, for obvious reasons.
But I brushed it off. I spoke to a friend about it and then just brushed it off.
What was their reaction?
I think she just kind of let me vent. If I'm recalling correctly, I believe she just let me kind of vent about it and then spoke to me about demons. Without implying that this was a demon, she just said, you know, I can see these things too. And I was like, oh, thank goodness I'm not crazy.
Oh, so there was like this camaraderie, this shared experience.
Yeah, so she started to explain the things that she could see throughout her life, and I explained the things that I had seen up until then, and things that I'd heard, and things like that, and we both just sat down and kind of bonded over it.
I mean, yeah, nothing like a shared experience to bond over, especially a very abnormal, strange experience.
Who's to say you're not the abnormal and strange one?
Hey, I never said that you're abnormal and strange. I said the experience was abnormal and strange. It sounds like you're a little insecure. Okay, so very first time you saw it, you spoke to a friend, found out that friend had also been experiencing something similar, if not the same thing. Then what?
Then I moved on with life.
Fair.
As you do.
As one does.
There's nothing more to it. It's not going to come back. It's a one-time thing. Freaky thing happened. I've had prophetic dreams consistently nonstop up until here and continuing past that. But, you know, I was like, up to this point, I've consistently had prophetic dreams. Things have been weird in my life. I've spoken to fairies and...
Now this.
Yeah, and now this. And this was a new one, and it spooked me, but I thought nothing of it. Like, this will go away. This will pass. It didn't. It came back worse. Not only don't like to be seen, but they often come in the form of looking like a person, if not consistently, which is why they're called shadow people.
Mm-hmm.
So that strange, misty blob, I thought, that can't be a shadow person. Nor did I even know what a shadow person was at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't Googled anything. I hadn't looked anything up. I was just like, okay, weird smoky thing. Maybe I saw something. Maybe I was tired after school. I don't know. The next time I saw the shadow person, say a couple weeks later. Yeah. About a couple weeks later, I was in my room avoiding doing homework.
As you do.
And I believe I was actually watching YouTube.
Love it.
God, I have my laptop on my chest watching YouTube, laying back in my bed.
Old 2000s animation memes.
Oh my God. And so I'm sitting back there and I'm just chilling, leaning against my pillow. And then I switched tabs and kind of moved my laptop slightly to the left. And what happened is when I did that, I glanced up and I saw a person in that corner again.
The same corner as last time?
Yes, and this time they were a person. So I immediately shoved my laptop aside and backed as far away as I could into my pillow.
Uh-huh.
Into my pillow behind me, because I was like,
what do?
What do? I was frozen in fear like that.
Yeah.
And I blinked and they were gone.
Wow.
And I stayed frozen and feel like that for a couple of minutes before just hopping in and going to talk to that friend who wasn't home from school yet because time zones.
Now, so it originally was like this amorphous moving blob. Now it's a figure. Did they look like anybody that you might have known?
No.
So it was just like a solid black void in the shape of a lanky person.
Yes.
Interesting. And again, so this was like 3D. It wasn't like projected against the wall. It like took up mass visually.
Yes, they take up mass visually. Although if looking straight on, you might think that they were against the wall until you really are able to analyze and look at one.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not something I ever want to do ever again, is yeah. see one consistently enough to go, oh yeah, that's 3D.
Oh God.
I'd like to never have them in this household. We have black salts trying to keep any bad things out. So I think that we won't be seeing anything like that.
Anytime soon, hopefully. Okay, so you saw it a second time, and then what?
I wound up telling her again that I had seen this thing and explained exactly what it looked like. She brushed it off, not as me seeing things. She brushed it off as just saying, oh, maybe it's a demon, maybe it's a shadow person, maybe it's this, maybe it's that, I don't know.
Not a big deal. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I see these things all the time. If it left, then maybe it's not going to come back.
So she was already desensitized.
Yes, incredibly.
Interesting. And how old was she? The same age as you?
I think she was 3 years younger than me.
Wow, she must have seen some shit.
Yeah.
That's what you sound like to me now. Like, oh yeah, it's just a ghost. Yeah, just a demon. Don't worry about it. No big deal. You're like, at the time you were like me being like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah, because those are the things that I hadn't experienced yet, so I was freaking out.
And she was like, yeah, I'm like 9. It's cool. Don't worry about it.
She might have been like 11 or something.
Jesus Christ. All right. So she brushed it off.
She brushed it off, told me not to worry about it too much. And we got back into a casual chatter. And I had these experiences continuously for quite some time, to the point where a third person in our group of friends.
Mm-hmm.
Calling them friend one and friend two is a little bit difficult. So yeah. I'll place down their names as Stephanie and Alyssa.
Okay, so
yeah. I can speak Stephanie about the shadow people stuff and all the weird shadowy figures that I've been seeing and how freaked out I was in my own house now. Because mm-hmm. at this point, I was terrified of being in my room, but I didn't want to be around my father and tell him about the shadow people, nor did I want to be like necessarily in the same room because I was, you know, an angsty little kid turning right. into a teenager, basically. I think I was actually an angsty teenager. So obviously I'm not going to go hang out with my dad and go, hey dad, I'm seeing horrifying things, but I also don't want to go to therapy.
And he's going to be like, whoa! And then he's going to like blindfold you and take you to a hospital.
Yeah, that's what my brain was like. Nope. You're like painful fear.
You're like a puppy and you hear the word vet.
Yeah, it was basically that. So this puppy didn't want to go to the vet.
Yeah, I mean, most puppies don't.
I wound up talking. We had a friend named Alyssa, a mutual friend of ours, and she often spent the night with us as well. We would spend really late nights chatting,
mm-hmm.
Just like you and I do now.
Yeah.
So we stayed up very late, I think until 5 a.m., and we would talk about these things, or we would talk about just casual daily stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But occasionally it would come up that Stephanie saw ghosts and demons and things like that, and that she could have one of them in particular take control of her body.
What?
And that to me was terrifying.
That's terrifying to me right now.
I am still scared of this entity to this day.
As you should be, as anybody should be. That shit's terrifying.
He has never come back. I think it was after I learned his name that he stopped. And the thing is, with a demon or something like that, if you know their name, it's said that you have power over them. Whether or not that is true, I do not know.
Okay, wait. So back up a little bit. you were talking to Stephanie, so the friend that you had been talking to who's younger than you, who's like already desensitized to this. You had been seeing the same shadow person, what you assumed to be the same shadow person for, I'm assuming, what, like weeks now?
Yeah, probably edging around a month at this point.
And like, maybe was, a month and a half. And you said that that was pretty consistent, like daily you would see it at least once.
It wasn't daily because then I'd be able to expect it. It was once every couple of days, or maybe it wouldn't show up for a whole week and I'd start forgetting about it. And then suddenly, boom, it's there. And it's like, oh my God, what the fuck?
So, and then after that, Stephanie brings up this demon that can take control of her body.
She doesn't mention right away that it can take control of her body until I start telling her about the dreams.
The dreams?
I had dreams about this entity, and she had only brought up this entity because I told her the exact descriptions vividly about the dreams and who I saw.
So you had a prophetic dream?
These were not prophetic.
Okay.
These ones were similar, but not quite the same as when I travel to realms. They were very close to realm dreams.
Okay. So describe what that dream was that you described to Stephanie about this entity.
The one that I described to her that made her tell me about the entity. I would like to preface with I can feel physical pain during these dreams. And when I wake up, I still feel in pain. So during those realm dreams, I felt pain. And then I woke up in pain for a decent period of time. But that's not an abnormal thing. I hear that that's actually a thing that people do, which is interesting. I'd never heard of it until recently.
I've never heard of that at all.
Really?
Yeah, the only thing I can think of is if you did something to yourself while you were dreaming, like you had a vivid dream and you, like, I don't know, were tossing and turning so much that you like hurt your neck or something.
I thought it was placebo effect of your brain saying that you're in pain, and then your nerves would say, okay, I'm in pain, and just vividly being in pain. But I could also be wrong. I could be entirely wrong, and this could be a supernatural thing that I'm trying to explain away and get out of.
I mean, like, I think I had one dream once that I remember. This was after I met Jan, and we were staying a night together. And in the dream, in the morning, I could have sworn that I was awake, which I know I've talked about in the past, that I've had these, like, wake-up loops. And sometimes I'll dream that I've already woken up. And in the dream, he was, you know, next to me, and his arm, or like his elbow, was pinning my arm. And I remember it hurting, and it was so like vivid, and it was such a light sleep that I started talking. And I think I said something along the lines of, like, out loud, like in the real world, I said, like, ow, that hurts. And he woke me up and he's like, what, are you okay? And I was like, you were pinning my arm. He was like, I have no idea what you were talking about, but are you okay? So I mean, like, so it's not uncommon, but, like, when I woke up, I didn't feel the pain anymore, you know?
Oh, when I woke up, I felt the pain immensely.
See, so, like, that's what I mean is, like, I can only relate so much to that. So I've never heard of someone feeling pain in their dream that then relating to their waking life, unless if they just straight up did something to themselves while they were, you know, happened to be asleep.
Maybe it's not a common thing and I'm projecting.
Hey, I mean, hey, sleep disorders, there's lots of sleep disorders. All right, so you can feel pain in these dreams and you wake up feeling that same pain.
Yes. Now, I want you to imagine vividly as you can.
I'm going to close my eyes.
You're lying in bed on your back.
Okay.
You're asleep and your ankles are hanging off the bed just a little bit.
Off the side or off the front?
Off the front, right at the foot of the bed, they're okay. Just hanging off a bit. Normally, you'd be too afraid to let your feet hang off, but you've been trying to get a little bit less freaked out about just simple things like that.
Right, right.
You know there are no monsters under your bed. Something reaches up and grabs both of your ankles.
Oh, shit. Fuck that. Fuck that. Fuck that.
I wasn't even done, and you're already out of this place.
Fuck that. All right, sorry. Eyes are closed again. All right, I'm petrified in fear. Continue.
Oh my goodness. You can't even get to the scarier bit.
That wasn't the scary bit.
No, honey.
Okay. Continue.
You know how your body can, if relaxed, move in very almost serpentine ways. Your spine can bend back quite easily.
I'm going to say yes, but I'm not confident in that.
You can make a C with your back.
Okay, yeah, I can see that for sure.
So imagine that your body is slowly being pulled in that C under the bed.
No.
You are not fighting this until you start to feel some pain in your toes. And it starts to come up your feet and it feels like something is shredding your feet.
What
it feels
the
like
fuck,
several
Arthur?
Knives are just shredding through your feet.
Arthur, what the fuck?
Glancing back, you see two bright red eyes that are just solidly circular.
I hate and this so much.
Now you are trying to fight it. Now you are trying to get away.
I mean, personally, I would have been fighting at the moment I felt something, but go off.
As it's being shredded, I'm losing the strength fight. This thing is slowly... So imagine that you're fighting it and you're not strong enough.
Okay.
It's slowly pulling you deeper and deeper under this bed. And as it gets up your legs, it's shredding and shredding and shredding through your flesh and eating it. And you can hear this. You can hear the crunch of bone, the shred of your own flesh, your clothes.
You need to put a fucking trigger warning in front of this. Jesus.
You might need to.
I'm probably going to put a trigger warning in the description.
Slowly, around the point where it starts to reach your back and claw the back of your shoulder blades, you pass out. You've just felt something eating you alive. And when you pass out, you wake up. You're in extreme pain, but you're still in your bed. You didn't go under the bed. None of that happened, as far as you know. And you have all your limbs, and it's fine. Clothes immaculate. There are no injuries, no visible physical injuries at all.
Arthur,
you still feel extreme pain.
I hated that experience so much, and I didn't even live it.
I lived that, and there are several of those. But that's the worst one I felt.
Oh, God.
I was asked to draw a photo of them. I was asked to draw photos of those dreams. I was asked what he looked like. And when I described it, that's when Stephanie told me, yeah, that's one that's at my home. And it apparently started traveling back and forth between our houses.
So do you think that this started because you befriended Stephanie?
No, because I'd been friends with her for quite a long time prior to this. Several years. What's interesting is that I got a message from her. I was at my aunt's house. I was staying the night. And I felt so comfortable being at my aunt's. But she mentioned his name again. And I was like, well, what about him? And she's like, I haven't seen him today. He said he was going to your house. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm not at my house. And
oh,
she's
I hate
like,
this.
And she said... He says that he likes it better at your house because your bedroom's clean. And I panicked because my bedroom at the time was only clean because my father cleaned my bedroom all the time. I was tempted to constantly tell my dad to stop cleaning my room. I always told him to stop cleaning my room.
Well, like,
but
this time
now
you, like,
I had a reason. And she's like, yeah, he wants to just sit on your bed and stare off at the desk. And I'm like, you don't even know the positioning of my desk.
You didn't even know that you had a desk in your room.
Yeah, she knew nothing. She only had ever seen like my my bed and me like sitting at the bed. She'd never seen my desk. She'd never been on Skype for long periods of time on video call like we had.
Right. God, I don't even remember the positioning like of your bedroom at that time.
I remember every single position of it, and that might be because of all this.
Couldn't blame you.
That's one of several stories of him, and I haven't even told you his name.
Well, I mean, I guess that's a good place to end for today. That is so crazy. Oh my God. Like, okay, first of all, I could not imagine. I don't even think I've ever had a dream that terrifying, let alone that painful. I mean, I'm over here being like, yeah, one time I felt like my arm was being pinned. Ow. You're like, have you ever felt like you were eaten alive? And I'm like,
I wanted to start it with, hey, Emma, have you ever felt like you've been eaten alive by some... I mean, then I was like, no, I think I'll just tell you very vividly what it's like.
God, no, I'm definitely going to have to put a fucking trigger warning. I don't know what that's going to look like, but I have to do it.
Sorry about that.
No, I mean, that is so crazy. You have never told me about this.
Yeah, I don't think I'd ever told you the Eden Alive story.
No, I think I would have remembered this one.
Long, bony, knife-like skeletal fingers, bright orb red eyes.
I mean, does this shit still haunt you? Like, just as a memory?
As a memory, it's very vivid. Ugh. And my leg was shaking just now, so I assume that it freaks me out a little bit to remember, but...
I mean, it sounds like recounting any traumatic experience.
I mean, yeah, logically so.
God, that is insane. I can't wait to hear more. I want to know where this goes. I'm sure everybody wants to know where this goes. All right. I mean, that's all you're going to give me this week.
Yeah, that's all we have time for.
All right, then. In that case, stay spooky, everyone, and check underneath your bed.
Sleep well.